Have you ever felt that nothing you do is ever good enough?
So that was the tricky part early on, was like, you know, I do it this good. Why can't they do it like me?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, crap.
I'm so good. Why is it all, if I could just type. But to be honest, like, some people teach you that they teach you stuff that, you know, they might not be good at a lot of stuff, but then some things they're like, they teach you that they're better than you at some stuff.
You have to play this character that it's really hard to let go and be yourself, to trust in others. How do you grow a business when no one does it like you?
I was bullied in school. I actually built a lot of what I have. I think emotionally, in terms of ego, I started at zero in a way. The only thing I had when I was younger was I didn't look bad.
Possums, fractional reserve, central banks. What does that all have in common? It has in common the absolute chaos that ensues from this podcast. Goes all over the place, from tinny houses to being bitten by possums to how we are on the verge of collapse as a financial system. Nah, well, we didn't really get into that, but we got into lots of entertaining and riveting things.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. So, I mean, where were you born, mate? Let's start there.
Well, I was actually born in Fiji.
Oh, do you know
I was
Avi?
Born in Fiji. I do know Avi. I know about five of them.
Oh, yeah.
So they are different people. Unless, actually, now that I think about it. But no, there's a lot of us around. No, it's Hamish, though. It's not Avi.
Yeah. I know you're not Avi. But there's a guy, Avinesh, that was on the show, and he's famous on LinkedIn, mate.
Oh, is he? Oh yes, actually, Fiji. I do know Avi.
Bomb.
But I think he makes a point of knowing everyone.
Yeah, now it's his goal. Now that he's in insurance and has a product that can sell to everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's doing all right. When he's doing debt, telling people to pay their debt, like that didn't
Oh, no, that's not the right idea. Gosh.
He's good at it, apparently.
Delete him on Facebook now. Yeah. I mean, on, like, no.
What was Fiji like? Are you good at school?
Yeah, look, thinking about school, actually, no, I moved around a lot. I moved around. I changed schools. I was thinking the other day, I probably changed 7 times schools, you know.
Wow.
Because we had, you know, Fiji, there was a military coup, so there was a bit of uncertainty there. Then we migrated here, and then I moved around here a bit. And then I didn't actually finish school, you know. I actually got kicked out of school.
Oh,
that's another
yeah.
story. Maybe
Punch
that's another podcast. Punched up,
specialist.
More like punched up. No,
oh,
no,
you got
no,
beaten up and kicked out.
No.
Oh, that's tough.
No, I didn't. It was something else. It was something else. Something pretty minor, actually. It wasn't violent. I'm not a violent person.
Well, I got suspended from preschool for cutting someone's head open, which is a bit fucked up.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Just share that, just so you feel safe. Yeah.
Okay, no, that makes me feel a lot safer. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah,
right. It was a swing, clipped him on the head.
Okay.
There, it was in America, Guthrie. If you want to go to Sunday school, you get free food. So I used to go to these church places and get donuts. And he was my best friend, and he was swinging on a swing. I clipped him on the head with a thing and got stitches. And so I got suspended from preschool.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sharing. But I guess yours is mysterious.
Well,
something
no, okay.
Minor.
I happened to be in the car, and we somehow ended up at a tinny house at some point.
A tinny house is where people consume the wacky tobacco. What's a tinny house?
That's right. These days it's mainstream. Back when I was young, it was, you know, not as woke. It wasn't part of the woke culture, I guess. It wasn't more frowned upon, I think, than it is now.
Yeah.
But no. So I thought I'd finish school because I was actually pretty smart. I was.
Well, you wasn't smart going to a tinny house.
No, I wasn't that smart. But I was definitely. I thought I'd. But I only finished fifth form, so. But I did do a degree later on just to prove a point, I guess.
Yeah, how does that work? You don't finish school, then you go back to some version
of school?
I did
it part-time in my 20s.
Oh, like sixth form, seventh form. Well, how does it work? I don't know how that works.
You just rock up to the university and say, hey, I want to join, and they say, oh, yeah, okay, usually.
Well, easy. Well, yeah.
But it was in my
20s.
I kind of did it part time while I was working later on.
What was your first job that you ever had?
In the bank. Yeah.
You
so
were
I've
in the
been
bank.
I've been in this industry for a while. Both my parents are ex bankers. So Yeah, but I sort of banking. I got into banking part time, and then it just ended up being, when I finished my degree in my 20s, I was like, I'm going to change industries, and then I thought, hold on, not really that passionate about anything. So I was just in my 20s. I was probably more passionate about the dance clubs up on K Road there.
Dance clubs. Yeah. Oh, those. I dated a girl used to work at one of those dance clubs.
No, really, not one of those ones. But
okay, so actual like learning to dance.
Just, you know, just Caliber and, you know, the likes of those kinds of places.
Ah, so you used to boogie.
Mm.
What was your go-to?
So
mate?
Work was just more about earning money, right? Yeah. So I realized then, I was like, geez, I could change industries, but then am I really that passionate about that other industry than this one? And so I just ended up being stuck in banking.
For how long?
Probably for my life now.
Jesus. So you're still stuck?
Still mortgages. Well, I don't feel like I'm stuck. I found things to enjoy in the game.
Did you find out about the secret room in the banks where, you know, the investment bankers or whatever doing these big transactions?
You know, the bank is actually, sometimes it's not as planned as you would think. It's a little bit more chaotic in the back rooms there. I reckon, than you would think. No, it was fun, actually, being young. Up and down these streets, actually, around here. High Street, Queen Street, being in the bank when I was young. But now I'm not young, and I'm now... But still, I'm dealing with the banks.
Yeah, why are we here? What's the point of existence, man? What's your life philosophy?
I actually have realized that it's about... For me, you know that magic when you sometimes you wake up and the birds are chirping, it's sunshine outside, and there's this kind of magic in the air, you know. I think that's what it is, just like that. That if I can be on that every day, and I think I'm getting better at it. I am enjoying myself now.
Would you be a bird watcher?
A listener, bird, yeah. Listener.
What would you do, like, if there was, I ask this question a lot, but like, no fear, no responsibility, and all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What brings?
To be honest, I probably still do mortgage broking. I love what
you're
I do now.
Confusing, man. Oh, you do now, but just not the best.
I'm one of those people that I actually think that you can only sit in a room so big and eat. You know, you can eat nicer and nicer food. You can be in a bigger house, but you literally are just doing the same thing. It's just about the people, you know, hanging out with friends, family. It doesn't really get much better, I reckon.
I agree. I think there's a quote, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
Every time I ask someone, what do you want to do with in that question, they're like, travel. I'm like, and then what?
Yeah.
It's the same thing in a different place.
Yep.
So what has been your lessons around relationships with people over the years and finding meaningful ones and how to navigate things? What's your challenge with people?
I think the biggest challenge for me has been getting past me, you know, getting realizing it's not just me and there's people out there that know more than me, especially listening to your podcasts. Sometimes I think, geez, there's actually, there is other people that know but more than me. Yeah. Should listen to them. I have, in business, I've probably learned a lot about relationships and being human. And how it is still, look, we are humans with faults. We have limited time, and a lot of us, I think, once I'm inside your head in a good way, then selling and all that, and you know, all that comes really easily. But if I'm in your head and you know, hey, he's the right man for that job, I trust him, then it saves you time. Then it's like, it's, and I do the same thing. Like whenever I go and transact anything, usually it's like, hey, can I trust the person? And then after that, trust is that's a beautiful thing with trust, right? You can do a lot with less time if you trust the people around you.
Yeah. Has that always been easy for you? I got told off one time by a teammate. He's like, why are you always trying to compete with everyone in the office? Because I was just trying to decimate so it's like sabotaging other people to inflate me because of my insecurities. And so trusting and delegating has been something that I have to continually learn and is the reason of the ceiling of success for a lot of business owners, you know, trusting.
Yeah, And it's taken me a while to learn that. And I think the other thing it's taken, look, there are, I think people have had a head start on me somewhat. Because when you're in our game with mortgage advice, it is very easy to think you're doing well without ever actually really running a business. Because of how we get paid, and you can do a lot with a one-man band, you know? And so you think your numbers look good because you just happen to be dealing with the, you know, high-end properties where you happen to be in a particular place. But then you go to add people on to your team and you think, why is this not working? You know? And then you realize, actually, the guy washing cars, running a team washing cars, he knows more about running a business than I do, because he's had to do that to make profit, right? Or she. So I think delegating is another thing that I've learned, is that you can take a lot of average people and deliver something amazing if you put the right tools and you work them the right way, and you can, and the world works on average people. So that, I think that's the hardest thing with delegating, is going, you know what, I like things done this way, but 80% is enough for these. For most clients, my 80% is still pretty good, and other people can deliver that.
Mm.
You know,
so that was the tricky part early on. Was like, you know, I do it this good. Why can't they do it like me?
Yeah,
and then you're like, oh, crap.
I'm so good. Why is it? If I could just claim. But to be honest, like, some people teach you that they teach you stuff that, you know, they might not be good at a lot of stuff, but then some things they're like, they teach you that they're better than you at some, the odd thing, and then they leave that in the business. They leave it in there, even if they leave, and the business changes and gets better. So there's, you know, there's something special about even average people like you, Ryan.
Thanks, bro. you just threw it out. You're like, is it gonna land? Yeah, no, it's good to be accepted finally. Well, I mean, average. Most people have average intelligence. That's data.
I've and heard, yeah.
I've read about it. You're not me, though. Not those peasants. Fifth grade. Well, most, I think, I can't remember the percentage, but it's not like majority of people read at a fifth grade level. So if you're not writing in a style that can appeal to a mass market and can be comprehended very easily, and you're using these big fancy words to look cool, it's not great for business.
No.
Unless you're Jordan Peterson or Russell Brand, seems to work for them. But
well, unless that is your target. You know, and I think that's another thing that took me a long time to realize, is that actually I don't have to be everything to everyone. I actually have to decide what my target is. I had a bit of help in that, actually. I did get some business coaches along the way. A couple of good people, actually. There's a guy by the name of Ron Lal, does Momentum NZ. But And to be fair, there's actually good help around as well with the council. There was a funding arm called Ateed. I don't know what they're called now. But they actually helped. Like they used to go 50-50 on, I think they still do go 50-50 on the for small businesses to grow. So he actually, you know, and it seemed pretty commonsensical, really. Like, you know, decide who your target market is and then target them. But sometimes when you're in business, especially when times are tough, you just think anyone with a heartbeat that wants to transact is my client. And then you try and fight for every client, you know, but then you, so I mean, I learned a lot from when I started actually listening to other people, and I learned, hey, actually, you can decide who you want to work with and decide what's valuable to them, and make sure that you articulate that value early on. Then it just becomes easy, you know.
Did you have an ego growing up? Were you a bit hot shit? Because you said when I finally listened to people,
I did. You know, funny you should say that. I was bullied in school. I actually built a lot of what I have. I, in a way, I think emotionally. In terms of ego, I started at zero in a way. The only thing I had when I was younger was I didn't look bad, you know?
You didn't look bad. Oh, you repressed so I had, it to fuck.
Yeah. I had this kind of weird demeanor where I was really, I had this fake confidence, you know? I didn't really have any confidence. So I actually, there were times when I, there was many times where I was ready to give up on a lot of things, but I just kind of hung in there, and I really didn't think I would get to even this position. You know, I'm not saying I've done amazingly well, but there's a lot of times when I look back and I think, fuck, I'm still, didn't think it would get here. I didn't think I would even have a wife and a kid or have a normal job kind
Someone
of thing.
Someone loves me.
You know? Yeah, I didn't think, to be honest, there were times when I was younger, I didn't think that I would have these things, a lot of things.
Would you be able to tap in there a little bit? Because there might be some people that are feeling that right now, some young people or even adults.
Yeah, and look, it's not to say, I really think it is, it took me a long time to realize that we are these dumb animals, right? I actually honestly believe it's like you have to look after your body, your mind, consistently. You can't think your way out of depression or lots of anxiety. You can't think your way out. It's not that simple. You have to actually put in the work. And sometimes the work is, sometimes it starts off with just believing that there's something else, a greater good, something else out there. Sometimes that's all you got, right? But then ultimately you got to put in the work in terms of like, okay, you need to try and eat a bit better, do a bit of, you know, exercise, maybe stop hanging out with the wrong people. There's slowly you need to chip away at it.
Was that hard, like when you don't think you're worth much, seeking out people that treat you like you think you are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Because you agree with the people that don't think you're worth much, right? You get where they're coming from. So you're like, okay, these guys are honest. The rest of them are full of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Since they compliment, they're
and
liar.
So you surround yourself with these people. I mean, I hung out with some people that weren't the nicest people.
Oh yeah, you got some connections down under.
Yeah, I think. But then I always kept some good friends as well. To be honest, because I changed school so many times when I was young, one thing I got good at is talking. You know, talking and making friends quickly.
Okay.
Right. And so I did get good at that. And so I kept a lot of friends and a lot of good friends as well as bad friends. So even though there were times where I didn't hang out with the good friends, I kept in touch with them. So, I mean, I just needed just a couple of right people around sometimes is all you need, you know?
Oh, massive.
Go, actually, you know what? Maybe it's okay. You know, let's go camping with a friend and shit. Maybe all you need to do is just be on the beach and just, you know, not overthink it sometimes. And then you're on the right track. That's another thing. Nature. Spending time in nature. As you mentioned, Avi.
Yeah, shout out, loves nature.
That barefoot walk.
Can't believe you thought I called you Avi just because you're another Fijian bro.
Funny we should be talking about Avi because I had someone the other day mention something like that.
He's taken over. Stan Henry would be the other one that I should mention. You know, those are the two people only. I went on 40 coffee catch ups with business people.
Oh yeah,
and 50% of them talked about Stan Henry.
Oh yeah, no, Stan is. Hold on, I'll just take this off.
Bum bum bum. Should we zoom out for the ladies or men?
Thanks.
Shouldn't discriminate.
Yep. There I'm not going to take everything off today. Just the jacket.
Not that like the dancing used to go on.
Not like the K-Road days.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, apparently
haven't got my high heels with me.
Yeah. What, you reckon you could rock drag, like, if you had to save your family's life? Nah.
Drag? Oh, look.
Like, what would be your stage?
I've got nothing against people, you know, that dress up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, but, like, what would be your ulterior...
If you look at my browsing history...
Or you like cross-dressing.
You but, are... You definitely see I've got nothing against the trans community.
But you look at your browsing history.
Can you delete that?
Oh, jeez, if you want. We'll
no,
see.
No. But do I think I could rock?
Yeah,
rock
like
up
what would you do?
And stuff? I don't know. I think I'd struggle with it. Good on people that can. You know, I think I would be a little bit.
Would you play guitar?
Feel a little bit embarrassed about it. Huh?
Would you play piano? Like, what? Like, don't focus too much on the drag thing, but what would be, like, if it was like Miss World, what would be your secret talent that you, like, you'd just have to pull it out of the bag?
I always thought I was an okay singer, secretly. My wife doesn't agree.
The shower, though, does.
She doesn't agree. Huh? Yeah. The shower. Yeah, that's right. With the reverb, right? In the shower, you get the reverb.
Bro, I sound money.
I think she doesn't hear the reverb.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's what it is.
She's seeing you how you were, not how you could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's possible. What sort of genre would, like,
R&B? That I would sing? I'd probably sing whiny rock.
Whiny rock.
Me, yeah. Just whiny rock.
Like really nasally complaining
just
about life?
Just complaining, yeah, just whinging. I'm a good whinger, you know. The people at my gym and the sauna will tell you that I'm
top tier.
I'm good at that.
What's your go-to whinge?
At
Mine's
the moment,
poor me. Oh, it's so hard.
Uh-huh, poor,
poor me.
Daddy was mean to you when you were not nice enough to you when you were growing up.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Mum was emotionally distant and abandoned me, if you want to know.
Yeah,
she came back though.
Yeah, that's nice. Post-swing. Oh, great. Yeah, yeah, when you were doing well, right?
No, not that bad.
No, sorry. I'm not going to go there. I don't know you before this. Okay?
No, you can't.
There's nothing to your mum. I'm sure she's cool.
No, she's chill. She's just not good with emotions. She's amazing.
Yeah, okay, well, my...
You can ask whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, well...
I've already said it, probably.
So I can ask you whatever, right?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay,
yeah.
Well...
Go on, then.
What school did you go to?
That's all you got. Fucking Palmerston North Boys High School was one of them.
Palmerston North. That explains a lot.
Yeah, no, I escaped. One of the most polluted rivers in the world. If you one guy jumped down the tail end of it and got meningitis.
Oh, really?
Now mum's trying to clean up the waterways. She's an agricultural scientist. Yeah.
So you grew up, mum and dad, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, older sister. Hate her guts, but I love her. Yep. She hates my guts too, but she loves me.
I got the same relationship with my sister.
Interesting. It's us repressed folk.
Actually, no, she doesn't hate me, but I don't. No,
but you hate her. Shout out.
No. Okay.
I dislike her. I don't hate her.
No, I don't hate my sister. It's just she's hard work.
Yeah. Does she demean you, make you feel small? That's what mine does.
Oh, man, I do that to my sister.
Oh, you do it the other
Did
way.
You say older sister? I've got a younger... Yeah. Okay, this is makes sense now.
So you're the dad and she's my mum.
I'm... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now you're going to think I'm kind of like your sister.
Yeah, no, I'm triggered.
You hate me now.
Yeah, no, I already did.
Just the way I walked in, you fucking
hate me. As soon as I saw your brown
I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Yeah, the aura. Yeah, so that's me. I went to school, have a sister. These are the questions. Or are you baby-stepping me into it? So this is what's happened. Oh, I can't even say words now. I'm crumbling.
And then?
And then?
What happened?
What happened in life?
You just went off traveling.
Yeah, I didn't know what I wanted to do with life. And I was studying veterinary science, kind of. It was a similar sort of subject. Yeah. But I didn't turn up. And I'd sleep till like fucking... I got to bed at 9 in the morning from playing games and eating cereal.
Yeah.
And then... vigorous searching and then go five and go to labs, and then I didn't even turn up to the exams in the end, and then I was just like, I don't know what to do with my life, so I'm just gonna leave. So I just had a hedonistic lifestyle for years and worked only a few months in like 4 years, and it sucked. You'd think it'd be amazing, but yeah.
And then where did you spend that time? All in Palmy?
No, I went to 17 countries. I lived most of it in Australia in a tent, year and a half in a tent, $10 a week on food. All these whinges, eh? A couple of chickpeas, you're good, man. Like, you know, you know, $10 a week you can live off here, even now, if you wanted.
It's not easy, man, when you're trying to live off $10 a week.
Like, this is what you got to do. So you get your chickpeas, then maybe a dollar.
Yep.
One a day. 7 days. That's the protein.
Okay,
yeah. It might be a bit harder now because they used to be 70 cents. So I'll give you that. I'll let you have $20. And then you get the pasta, you get the oats, and then you got to incorporate some sort of.
You know, you're so reminding me of a friend of mine now.
Oh, good.
His name's Darcy.
I don't want to be friends though.
I know. That's okay. I'm not friends with him either.
I hated you. He's one of the bad friends.
I shouldn't say that. No, he's cool. He was a lovely guy.
Was. Past tense.
I just lost touch with him. I think he joined a band or something.
Wow.
But man, that
kia kaha, brother.
So you lived, and then you lived out there, and then you got, when did you get back? What did you do? When did you get your first job? Oh, sorry, what was your first job?
Wool pressing.
What was your first?
When I was 15.
Wool pressing.
Yes, yeah, so you press wool in bales and move them around. Oh, you know how like sheep get haircuts and stuff?
Yep.
I used to pick it up and put it in a bag. That's what a wool presser, and then press it. See, I was 50 kilos and it was 200 kilo bales, and you got to flip it around with this hook thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I can shear a sheep. Hard work. Slowly. The first one I shore, it took 30 minutes, and it was so exhausted. I had to just slide it down the chute because it wouldn't get up. It was like, ugh. And I,
That's a good skill to have in New Zealand, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So glad wool's so, you know, valuable that I can make fucking 10 cents an hour.
Yeah, that's a thing as well.
If you can do heaps. I just push this button because it runs out randomly. Yeah, carry on. I mean, we can keep talking about me or you, you know. I was a garbage man after that. Checkout chick, operator of the year, went on stage, had a finalist from the region.
Checkout chick.
Yeah, that's what I call it. It's very PC. You scan groceries.
Oh, right. But finalist. I mean, that's something to...
Yeah, no, I won an MP4 back then. Yeah, it was top tier. Yeah.
Wow.
Don't fuck around. Like, if you're coming in, I'm finishing it quick.
I like people like you in the supermarket.
Yeah, just one.
I'm like, and you can see those queues moving fast. You jump on that one, you go like, yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, all day.
Nice.
I know where all the barcodes are in the shop, so I can do it quicker. No, I don't know. It got to that, eh? You just sense where the barcode is.
Oh, nice.
Because that's a split second. If you want to be the finalist, you can't be just like Joe Schmo, just fucking willy-nilly. Nah, man, you're fucking wussa.
We're not heading off track here, eh?
We're on target. Yeah,
okay, good. I wanted to talk about when I worked in a glasses factory.
A glasses?
Polish prescription glasses for a while.
So you're the reason it takes so long?
No. I'm the reason why people have just moved to contact lenses.
It's really disfigured. So you clean it?
They polish them. So the glasses, the CNC machine or whatever it was called back then, it would come out, and I would be the one who'd put it on the polishing machine, check against, like pull out a hot lens. It would always make little heat cuts on your finger, and you hold it up against the light to see if there's any blemishes or scratches so you can polish it a bit more. And get it ready for you. For the frames.
How many could you pump out in an hour or a day?
Oh, mate, I it was hard to tell because at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock was beer o'clock at that place. So it your used favorite. To get fuzzy after that.
And then to the tinny house up.
No, to be honest, I don't really. Tinny houses, that's
not thing. I don't even know what's the whole thing about, like, light bulbs and knives. I'd have never got that.
Light bulbs?
Yeah.
We're not talking about light bulbs. Non-frosted light bulbs? You'd bring that up? Jeez. I'm not.
Well, I don't know what it
means.
There.
I got people nothing. Just so you know, I have been completely sober for the last 4 months and off any kind of things like that. I haven't done touch
done
anything.
It.
I definitely haven't done it for the last 20 years.
But imagine how many mortgages you could close. Like, you 14-hour days, boom.
Oh, right. I don't know what those light bulbs are used for.
I had a guess, but I wasn't sure.
You'd be very busy, but you wouldn't produce much. I think you'd be very busy, not producing a lot. I think that's
it's like
my
a
experience.
Superhuman thing. They jump out of third-story buildings and just keep walking.
Yeah.
What is that about? Let's unpack it.
I think, you know what? I think New Zealand, we have a growing problem with drugs, actually. Yeah, let's go to that for a bit. I think it isn't, it's kind of sad how some of it is pretty mainstream now. You know, the white collar stuff is quite acceptable now. And
have you seen that whipped cream shit?
Nitrous.
Nangs? Bro, what? Let's go to the dairy and get some whipped cream fucking fumes and sniff it through a balloon.
I know. But that's actually, I don't think that's as harmful as some of the other things. But look, I tell you, when I had my son, there might have been a moment where the nurse left the room and I was left alone with my wife in labor.
Yeah.
And helping her with the nitrous, actually.
Yeah, checking it's working.
Yeah. And checking it's working, and maybe...
Did you get an epidural too for solidarity?
Anyway, you know, this is supposed to be a business. Is this business?
This is
podcast?
Business. This is what real business is.
What kind of businessmen do you have up here?
Bro, that's how they really are when you don't record them.
Well, I'm completely sober. I'm a teetotaler.
Yeah, you're one of those losers. No, yeah.
Yeah, people actually feel sorry for you. You know, you go to parties and they're like, oh. And I know what it's like, because when you're not sober and you see a sober person, you think, oh man,
gross,
they're not having fun. Yeah. You just feel guilty for them.
People come up to me for drugs when I was sober because I dance like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what are you on, bro? I'm like, I'm high on Jesus, bro. I wasn't high on Jesus, but yeah.
Are you religious?
Nah. Are you?
Nah.
Huh? Well, what are we doing? You hesitated, though. You were religious for a period of time.
I have read a lot of the books.
What's your favorite?
Look, a bit biased, but the Indian one, Mahabharata, was pretty light read. It was a translated one.
Okay.
Couldn't even read into English. Not into, so.
What is it? Sanskrit?
It wasn't originally written. Yeah, I think it was something like that. I read it in English. Okay. But it was good. It was really good. It was a bit easier to read than the Quran or the Bible.
Mm.
That First Testament, that's not an easy read. No. You're just lost in names. But you know what I mean? It's not an easy read. So
what's this book you're talking about? I don't think I know it. Is it fucking
the Mahabharata? It's like the little excerpt from it, probably more famous, which is the Gita, right?
Oh, the Gita, yeah.
No, the Gita isn't that's the main, right? Bhagavad Gita is the main book, I think, yeah.
And does it have the same themes as the others? You know, like resurrection and fucking, there seems to be like a human thing in every book.
Yeah, these resurrections, these stories, it's like a story about these kind of mythological gods and things. I shouldn't say mythological, actually. Some people might not be happy with that, but.
Yeah, real gods.
Yeah, real gods. But it's just really nicely intertwined, all these stories.
Yeah.
It's basically about good and evil, which I don't know about good and evil now, because I've been listening to a lot of stuff over the years and I don't know now, you know.
Are you good?
Are you a good man? I don't know if I'm good.
Ooh.
You know, I think I don't know if there is a good and bad in some sense. There is confusion. And there's clarity, and I think I'm clear.
Mm. From all the light You're clear.
Non-frosted.
That was the biggest fucking non-answer ever. Like, I get it. I could hear all the bullying coming through. Are you good? No, I'm not good. They told me I wasn't. Have you ever met evil? Like, have you ever been like, ooh, this person? Or you're just like, that person's confused. They might be a serial killer, but they're a little confused.
I think some people don't realize their potential, you know? They don't know what they are capable of and how they could be happy. Some people don't know true happiness.
Mm. I think happiness is impossible.
I think just off contentness,
where
you get a little bit of happiness is okay. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
One thing I didn't mention, Buddhism.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, my wife is Thai, so...
So
she does a bit of I think she's mostly Buddhist.
Wow.
And so I have seen that actually keeps people quite calm.
I like go on.
Yeah. Passive aggressive, is that?
Shout out to
actually, let's move off my wife thing. Okay?
Yeah, not safe.
Yeah,
cut not
that
safe
out
space.
As well.
Yeah,
you're going to not be left with a lot here.
I'm just going to delete the whole thing. Just
redo it.
Yeah. But I think
stretch the last 5 minutes out with ads or something.
Yeah, just mortgage. Yeah. If you need a mortgage and to learn about the Quran, like, you know, hit us up. So Buddhism, I like 70% of it. 25%, 30% is repression, 70% of it's gold. So what I mean by that is I like the being present, having good values and doing good things with your life. But there seems to be some level of control or shame around the emotion of like...
Of religions in general or...?
No, I just mean Buddhism, it seems to involve repression. It works if you're in a cave and you just meditate away existence.
Look, I used to think of that. I went to a lovely, not really Buddhist, but kind of based on Buddhist teaching, this course in Kaukaupapa.
Silent retreat?
It's like a 10-day thing. It's called Vipassana.
Boom. Been there, bro.
Have you?
It's garbage. You think you had bad history. I was in my head and I was just like, did you realize how sick you were just sitting there and your brain just going. Brr.
I did. Yeah. But to be honest, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the after effects because I thought when I went there, I realized actually there's a lot. When it's just you and you. You know, you do realize that actually it's not, you're the only one that punishes yourself. If repression, you're the only one repressing yourself, you know. The real thing, I think, if you just wait long enough and don't do anything, everything unravels in your head.
Cincadas, does that mean anything to you? Cincadas?
No.
Okay, no, you didn't go. You're full of shit then. Let's do a real test to see if you were.
Yeah. No, I did the 10 days.
I probably said it wrong.
Yes, I think you're trying to say.
Oof.
The precepts, right? Is that what you mean?
Like desire, so cincadas are wanting something or.
Oh, yes, the past.
So what about this? Did you notice anything about your nostrils? This will sound weird if you didn't do the same course. What did you learn?
The first 3 days.
You just focus on your nostrils for 3 days.
Hey, don't give too much away. I think for people's experience, if they go and find out, it's better.
Okay.
I
got bitten by a possum when I was there. Ruined my whole experience. Yeah. I came out. I was like, all peaceful and stuff. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I won't eat animals. Because I saw this possum was just walking towards me. And it just treated me like one of its kind. Came up. Came behind me. And then just bit me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, meat eater ever since.
Possum. Possum's to blame. Every time you kill an animal, just tell them a story about that possum.
Yeah. Look, it's not you. It's me. Yeah. What? So, okay. Why would you do that, though? Like, isn't... Like, as someone that's whose mind wasn't his biggest friend, you're like, you know what? I'll sit with it for 10 days. Like, why'd you do it?
My dad actually kind of did right first, and he didn't tell me anything about it. And I was really stressed at work, and we were moving houses and everything was coming up. And I said, look, I was a bit selfish back then. This is years ago. And I said, look, instead of me dealing with this, let me go to a calm retreat where I can relax and let my wife and my family handle the stuff, right? So I was like, and Dad is sneaky. He didn't tell me anything about what went on there, right? So I turn up there and the first thing is like, right, let's take your phone and your all the stuff and there's going to be no talking. And I'm like, hold on. What? And I mean, you know, I'm kind of one of those guys that, you know, like if you got me on the bungee cord and you didn't tell me, but you got me up on the thing now and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to walk away.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, you know what? I've driven this far. I'll just roll with it. Like,
did you get up every morning? I missed a couple. Yeah, okay, you win. Yeah, 4 a.m. is a bit tough.
Yeah. But to be honest, I got a lot out of it.
Hmm.
That actually kicked off my soberness.
Okay. Oh, so you did it recently?
For the last few years. 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. I didn't get anything out of it, but I'm happy you did.
Hey, look,
people are
it's that possum. It ruined it, I tell you.
Yeah.
They should kill every bloody animal in a 2 kilometers radius around there. The funny thing is people are so nice over there that possums, rabbits, birds will come right up to you because they've had generations of these animals. With these passive humans around, yeah. You know?
Desperate for communication, but can't talk. How good at walking through doors? You know how, like, you meant to acknowledge someone, but you don't have to?
Yeah.
You know? I had to get a special chair. I didn't ask
I got
for
a
it.
Chair, too.
Oh,
I got a chair.
Look
I,
at that.
I couldn't sit on the ground. I was like, nah.
Chicken. Useless.
I couldn't do that. My
you
could have.
It's just a...
It's a mind thing.
Yeah, observe the sensation.
But it's not about torture, you know? It's not about torture.
What is torture? It's a choice.
It's not about self-mutilation. Put it that way.
You're in a different retreat.
You're doing it to yourself, Ryan. I think that's a lesson you could have learned from there. You're punishing yourself. I can see it in your eyes. You're punishing yourself right now about something.
Yeah, why did I invite this guy here? Nah, I got... like. What I got out of was equanimity, stillness of the mind when it faced with adversity. That's basically it. So if something's coming at, but I think I kind
of
think
some people are at different stages of their life and they get different things out of it.
Sure.
If you have already reached nirvana, like yourself,
no,
Ryan,
I'm enlightened.
There's no need for that rubbish kind of course, right? We down here, need to still do these things.
You make a great point. Yeah. No, that's probably what it was. I was more enlightened.
Until that bloody possum. And I tell you, that's why we should get rid of all of those things in this country.
What animal, like, if you had to hate one, which one are you going with?
Jeez. I don't know. I wonder about fish, eh? They're real stupid. They're real stupid. And they just eat each other. It's just nasty little things, you know?
Yeah. No, they're dopey fucks, eh?
Pull them out of the ocean and just eat
You know
them.
What? I hate dolphins, bro.
Dolphins, they're like our, they're kind of closer to us. They're mammals, right?
Yeah, but like they can't even breathe. And they rape each other. Did you know that? That's kind of fucked up.
Oh, no.
They're one of the few mammals that actually... we should have gone there.
We're going to go into rape as well. I mean, what kind of listeners do you have in this bloody podcast?
Desperate ones. Just listening.
Yeah, no, I know. Just
lonely ones.
Well, it's probably... How dolphins. Far are we in? We're probably about a half an hour in or something. So most people have fallen asleep, right?
No, we're killing it. It's 40 minutes. Yeah. No, so we've got another 15.
Oh, really? I was enjoying it so much.
Yeah, no. Well, someone else is coming, so, you know, I'm loving it too, but, you know, someone else is coming.
This is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, but dolphins, they're one of the few mammals that have sex out of enjoyment.
I noticed you got a $5 bill there in a frame.
Yeah.
And I just realized something. It's actually signed by...
Edmund Hillary.
Edmund Hillary.
Yeah, not nice mine, work. Though. Top 1%.
They're all signed by Edmund Hillary. I was wondering why you framed it, but anyway. I thought it was a signature, but then I thought, hold on, they're all
it's
signed
selfie,
by Edmund
old school. Old school selfie, bro.
Gosh.
That's how it used to be. He didn't even go up to Everest. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He was look, second.
I think it,
they can't jointly go up.
Nah, I reckon he was one.
You reckon he was first?
One. Yeah, I think so. Let's leave it at that, Ryan. He's the man, okay? He's the first up there.
Nah, surely he put the Sherpa
Edmund
up there.
Edmund Hillary's fine. He did it.
Yeah, no, he did it. He did. Has he passed away? I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, he did.
No, I. You
Any
know what?
Conspiracy theories.
we're gonna talk about conspiracy theories now.
Yeah, I think so. It's
well,
time. Is the Earth flat?
I reckon if I no. There's probably a lawsuit on that if you get me going on conspiracy theories. Definitely need the mic turned off.
Robert, who's the president that was JFK?
I'm kind of in the banking industry, you know? If I tell you what I'm thinking, geez, gosh. We'd have to probably get rid of all your listeners.
Sure.
As well.
Thoughts on HBC funding cartels across the Mexican border?
Look, no comments. No comment.
Well, what do you want to talk about then if you just be a chicken shit?
all I can say is, geez, you're getting me started. Yeah, you're getting me started.
Well, I'm happy
to
go
with it. The fractional reserve banking system. Oh,
yeah.
Right? Let's Money printing.
Yeah.
Central banks. Jeez, these are trigger words here.
Federal Reserve, that's not federal.
Federal Reserve, right. Look, one thing I should say about inflation.
Okay.
And inflation is one of my favorite topics. And I tell you...
You're broken.
No, it is one of my favorite topics. I love inflation.
Okay,
no, I'm not lying about it.
Yeah, no, your face says different things, but it's okay.
No, I do love inflation.
You love prices going up.
Well, what you have to understand is with inflation, with prices going up, it actually waters down debt. And someone like me, a debt peddler, you could call me, it's a beautiful thing. And I mean, look, I don't think it's right, but at the same time, it is what it is, you know? I'm just a small fish. I don't create the rules. I'll just swim and grab the scraps when the big ones are fighting, you know?
Can you explain this to us normies? You know, I'm a financial advisor, but I didn't pay much attention. How does inflation help debt?
So, you know, inflation is at its core. Inflation is, let's face it, inflation isn't prices going up. Inflation is just money going down in value, right? Money being watered down.
Mm.
And so inflation is that. So if positive money is losing value, negative money is it's just a mirror image, also losing value. All right. And the best way to kind of think about this is you imagine $100,000 debt 40 years ago, how it felt compared to now.
Ooh.
Okay. And a lot of people understand inflation, they see it around them, but they don't put the other bit together. There are people out there and they'll tell you about property investment. They've held this property, they're genius because they bought this property, that property. And to be honest, if you threw a dart at a map 30 years ago and just bought properties wherever it landed, they would have gone up in value by now anyway, right? The key thing is if you used leverage and debt, sustainable debt, so properties with good cash flow, assets with good cash flow that could sustain the debt over the first wee while you're holding them, because inflation also affects cash flow in a positive way. So, you know, you would have looked like a genius now if you did that 30, 40 years ago, wherever it was. So a lot of the heavy lifting for investors is done by inflation and leverage, inflation and debt. Now, there's a reason why we have inflation. You got to remember, central banks, it's their mandate to make sure that your money is increasing in supply. Right, that's a nice way of saying losing value, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hide it. It's on their website. Right now it's 2% midpoint. So, you know, money should inflate. It should be 2% inflation, right? Positive inflation, not negative. There's a reason why they do that, right? The central banks, ultimately they understand how the banking system works. And they know that as long as they support the system, that things will be okay, right? So when you think about how banking works, when you create money, you create a loan, you put it out into the economy and it comes back as deposits and you create more loans off the back of that, it doesn't seem right. But the thing is, it does provide capital for a lot of parts of the economy, right? And what ends up happening is that as long as the central banks do their job and they keep up inflation, not at a huge rate, but at a positive rate, then everyone goes to sleep at night still feeling like their money is safe in the bank and that the title deeds they own and everything is still going to be theirs, right? Everything is smooth. And as much as it doesn't seem fair, when you look around us, Ryan, all of these things are here because of people taking risk with capital, right? I mean, I could keep going on and on like this, right?
Yeah, it just almost sounds like you knew what you're talking about.
Well, I actually do know a little bit.
Yeah.
I picked up a few things.
Debt peddler. I've never heard that. Yeah, good. Well, it's interesting, eh? And how do you encourage someone to use something? Oh, you decrease the value of it, so it's keep getting injected into the... Like, imagine if we didn't have inflation. What would happen if we didn't have inflation?
Well, okay. If we didn't have inflation, if it went the other way and your money gained value,
yeah,
and didn't lose value, what would happen is... Look, if that happened, money supply wasn't increasing, then, and that's where I mentioned the fractional reserve banking system, because we all know the banks don't hold a whole bunch of gold or something against all those loans that are out or your deposits, right?
Mm.
So if everybody felt like that they need interest on their cash, on their their money there, and that's the only reason why they've got it sitting in there, how are we going to pay that? You need to pay that with a loan. Now, a business owner with a loan, now, if money is not increasing in supply, if it's going the other way, it's decreasing in supply and it's gaining in value, then how does everyone get the cash flow to pay the interest? Because if you don't do that, then people want to withdraw their deposits. And how are you going to fund everybody withdrawing their deposits? So you can't have it go the other way.
Why did we end up with this system? You know, I'm just going to push this again. So, like, is this the most efficient system we could create? Like, would you create a different one, or why did it even exist?
Well, there's a reason for it. Look, we left anything like the gold standard and stuff a long time ago, right? And I think one of the countries that were the last to leave it also became more trusted, the currency, rightly or wrongly, right? But why did we leave it? Because, look...
Nixon.
No, look, the fact of the matter is this. We have a lot of democracies, right? And we have... And private capital has given us a lot of good things over time. And humans want what they want, and they'll get what they want. And that's how democracies work as well. Like, you can't... What is right... What is right is what most people want, right? If there's a bitter pill or medicine out there, and we all have to take it, we probably put it off. And I think that's how we've ended up in this situation. And I don't think it's bad or good. It's provided a lot of things. I mean, what here I am telling you about this stuff, right? And there's a whole bunch of people might say it's unfair, but certain statistics would say that globally, a lot more people have risen out of poverty over the last 40 years. A lot of people would say a lot more people are living longer than they did. The key thing, though, Ryan, is I can sit down and watch lots of content on my Netflix while I eat chocolate biscuits, right? With all sorts of amazing ingredients in it, right? Yeah. While the air conditioning just keeps the temperature at exactly the right number, right, in my house.
I
don't want to make it more complicated than that, Ryan. So we'll just keep inflation there, all right?
So biscuits, in summary.
Tim Tams.
Tim Tams? Do you cut the corner and pull, like, suck it through?
Oh, you know. Don't let the... You're going to let everyone know that trick. You cut each... You take a bite off each corner off a Tim Tam and you suck the Milo or tea or milk or whatever it is through that Tim Tam. One good suck and the whole thing turns into magic, right? Unicorns.
And Milo's not the same, though. Have you had it recently?
Look, I'm Indian. We're into our tea dunking, right? And maybe it was forced upon us by the British, maybe. I'm surprised you haven't even asked me about where my name comes from as well, because not an Indian name.
Yeah, okay.
You would think.
Where did that come from?
But it's just like
from?
Tea. Well, I'll tell you. I actually think the name, Hamish,
yeah.
I reckon it's Indian more than it is Scottish.
Ooh.
I don't know. I just had a feeling.
But no proof. Yeah.
When I first turned up to this country, from Fiji, and it's like a lot of things in my life, you know, I think things are a certain way, and I get taught. Maybe it's not. When I first came to this country, my name was Hamish.
Hamish.
I honestly believe that.
Mm.
But I got told by a lot of people, it's actually Hamish.
Mm.
You see? And now I realize I was wrong. It's Hamish.
Wow. So what would Hamish say right now if he was listening?
Hamish would say, am I saying this right? Hamish, I thought it was right. For 10 years of my life, I thought that's how you said it.
With that same logic, I would call myself Brian. Because everyone, when I say my name's fucking Ryan, they're like, oh, Brian Malcolm, Nelson, Emil. So on that note. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Oh, man. It's been fun.
Bob, we did a podcast.